Running a pet business is no walk in the park. I've been there, done that, and sure have the campfire stories to prove it. That's why Pet Boss Nation created Camp Pet Boss, where you can relax at a beautiful lake, refuel your leadership confidence with our in-person activities, and reignite your passion for the pet business of your dreams with your pet industry peers and trusted experts. Camp Pet Boss is a one-of-a-kind business retreat that mixes conference learning sessions and camp-like activities for pet professionals and their dogs. When was the last time that you got away from your business, unplugged from the chaos, and reconnected with your inner entrepreneurial spirit? And I hope that you heard me, that your furry best friend could be there too. Get ready for the most amazing and unique in-person adventure for pet business owners and their dogs, happening this summer in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, August 27th through the 30th of 2024. Tickets will sell out, and one building is already booked solid. So I want you to hit pause on this podcast and visit camppetboss.com right now to make sure that you have a room reserved. Your ticket price includes all food, lodging, and seminars. Need another reason to secure your ticket early? How about a massive discount of savings of $850 off your ticket? That's right, early bird pricing is happening right now, but not for much longer. And I can't wait to hang out with you at camp this summer and share all those juicy Pet Boss stories around the campfire. Today, I want to give you an update on some things that have been happening inside the Pet Boss Club, our monthly group coaching program for pet professionals. Because at the beginning of the year, we opened enrollment. We welcomed a bunch of new members into our community, and we changed things up in that program. And so I want to share with you what that experience has been like. Because when I am doing things in my business in Pet Boss Nation, I have so many moments where I realize how we are running this company is very applicable to how you could be running your pet business better. So it's not even just about the fact that I have an online business and it might be different than your brick and mortar or local pet businesses or manufacturing businesses, but that really kind of no matter what you sell, no matter what that widget is, there are still some business principles that can apply to all of us. So I figured you'd get like a double whammy with this episode today, where you're going to hear the updates and the cool things that have been happening inside the Pet Boss Club, which will be great for our listeners who are Pet Boss Club members, either who've gone through the journey already through this 6-week sprint with us, or who are club members who maybe haven't had a chance to dive in yet, or maybe you're thinking about joining us in the Pet Boss Club, and this will give you kind of some insights on one of the tools that we have for you. Or maybe you just love listening to this podcast and you take everything you learn and you implement into your business. And we're just kind of like cheering you on the sidelines and helping motivate you in your business. No matter where you are in your journey with us at Pet Boss Nation, I can say that this episode is going to give you a lot of great business gems. So grab your notebook or open your notes app for this episode, my friends. Welcome to the Boss Your Business Podcast, the show for the local pet business owner. If you have a physical building, carry inventory, have a team, or dream of having one someday, then this podcast is for you. You'll hear honest conversations from pet pros working the streets of Main Street, where dog business is big business. I'm your show host, Candace Daniolo, the founder of Pet Boss Nation and a pet business coach. I've started, scaled, and sold 3 successful pet businesses and now help mentor thousands of pet professionals to see success faster together. I'm sharing my favorite business tips with you, mixed with the latest secrets of what's working now, especially in this challenging world. So, if you're a pet supply store, grooming salon, dog daycare, boarding facility, pet sitter, dog trainer, or really anyone covered in fur, let's get started. 2 things were implemented inside the Pet Boss Club this year that have made a massive impact to our clients' success in their business and taking what they're learning in this program and applying it to their businesses. The first one I want to share with you is our Make It Happen weekly action sheet that we encourage members to fill in and reflect on all week, but we encourage them to fill it in on Mondays. And it helps break down the overwhelm, but also recenter them on what is really a priority in their business. I'm not going to talk a lot about that today, but I just wanted to share that that is a huge win inside the membership. We have clients who are using it and taking action and realizing that maybe what they initially put down is actually more than they can accomplish in that week. And so it actually gives them a sense of relief that they know that they're almost like keeping their expectations of what they can get done too high. And so this plan actually helps them break it all down into bite-sized actionable steps for them to make progress towards their goals. So that's been great. And then also it's very manageable so that by the end of the week, our members are feeling accomplished and proud of what they've done for their business. And it also recenters them with what's the main thing? Why are they working so hard? Why have they invested so much time and money and energy into their businesses and their goals? And so it just realigns them with that because we can all get so distracted in the day-to-day of everything that we have going on. So you've probably heard us mention that on a previous episode when I was with Maddie and Amanda talking about what was coming in the Pet Boss Club. That has been rolling out now for the last few months, and it's been a huge hit. And so for our Pet Boss Club members, if you haven't started using it yet, you can find that inside your Pet Boss Club portal. Okay, so that's been a huge win. The main thing, though, that I really want to share with you on this episode today is to give you an update on the Club Kickstart Sprint. So this is what we're calling them sprints because it's almost like this mini burst of focus for a short period of time where we are collaborating as a group, discussing as a group, aligning on the same, let's say, knowledge path for this short period of time. And the reason that we rolled out this concept of a sprint is because we were hearing that a lot of our members were just overwhelmed, didn't know where to start, maybe had lots of questions, and could have been feeling discouraged because they're comparing themselves to other people in the membership too. We thought, okay, as a company, as a business coaching company, what can we do to help break down this overwhelm and to help our clients feel more connected and engaged? And I guarantee that in your pet business, you have clients who are wanting to feel more connected to you, to your team, to your business, to their pets, and you can provide that space for them inside your business. So that's a piece of what these sprints are like. And these sprints can range anywhere from 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. I've even heard of people doing 12-week sprints, but we're focusing on this first one right now, and more are going to come, and I'm going to share with you what those are going to be. But this first sprint was a way for us as a company to try something new, right? We needed to change things up. I've had the Pet Boss Club for over 7 years. There's so much content in there, but we really wanted to help people take action. It wasn't about serving up more content, new content. It was actually saying, how can we help you take what we teach and see results? That's the point of these sprints inside the Pet Boss Club. It also allowed us to improve our customer service through the client's experience, through their journey with us. So all those new members that just came in the month of January were able to kick things off in this first Club Kickstarter sprint, which is the fast track to success with your membership. It was an opportunity for us to try new things. It was an opportunity for us to improve our customers' experience. Think about your customers' experience and their onboarding. And when they become new clients of yours or new customers, do you think about what that's like from their perspective? Can they be overwhelmed with all the choices you might have in your business, or overwhelmed or confused about why they need to do certain things in your business, like maybe an assessment test or understanding why you don't let people have facility tours, whatever it is? There probably is some confusion and opportunities for you to build that connection and improve your customer service too, right? So it allowed us to do those things. It has certainly allowed us the opportunity to break down that overwhelm because communication and connection has increased, right? This sprint that we're currently wrapping up is a 6-week experience. And so through the 6 weeks, we had a lesson on Mondays, which was a live lesson in Zoom. And then we had a group discussion, kind of Q&A on the Wednesday. And these discussions have been fantastic. I think I enjoy them the most because it's not just me teaching and answering questions, but our community of Pep Boss Club members sharing their experiences using the tools that we provide, or even sharing other things that they've tried that relate to the topic. Okay. So that's been so great. I think I knew that I wanted to make this shift for a while. We decided to launch it at the beginning of the calendar year because that made sense for our business. But when I think about how this all relates to your businesses and trying something new, there's some fear around that. You maybe need to raise prices or change up your team structure or shift software. You might need to make some big decisions and trying something new, and or even think about jumping into marketing more and showing your face in video and photos on social media. There's a lot of things that we as business owners are challenged to do that would be new to us. And there's a lot of fear around that. There's fear of change, fear of tech, fear of how much it's going to cost. Maybe it'll cost you too much money to make this change. It might take too much time. Maybe people won't like the decision that you've made. So we had to sit with all those things. I had those same kind of fears, right? I'm wondering how much time is this really going to take for us to basically build some new content that was more about facilitation content and progress content to support all of the resources that we already have. That take a lot of time and money and resources. Will these extra meetings take too much time? Will our members feel overwhelmed because now there's so much to go to that maybe they'll feel like since they can't come to it all, that they're missing out? Those are all real challenges that we face. But I will tell you that when you can push through any fear that is showing up for you on why you should be trying something new in your business, the good things actually come on the back end of that, because amazing progress has and connection, like I've already shared, has happened for our members. So do not be afraid to try something new in your business. So that's the concept of these sprints. We are taking a topic, breaking it down, and meeting a little bit more consistently with our clients, okay? Now, I want to talk through the 6 weeks of this sprint that we did to give you a taste of what it was like, but also a little business gem that you could use in your businesses too. Like, how does this apply to you? So lesson one was unleashing your potential, the magic of the Pep Boss Club. So in this lesson, our goal was to remind our clients why the program works, validate that they had made the best decision to join us, and build their confidence to know that they can accomplish whatever they need to do, but that it doesn't happen overnight and it doesn't come easily, so that they're going to have challenges that they're going to face and that they're going to have to overcome those, but that we are there to support them in that journey. So let's just start at the beginning here. I'm going to tell you right now that I know that what we provide in our programs at Pep Boss Nation, and specifically in the Pep Boss Club, that these are top-notch resources. They are some of the best that the industry has available for pet professionals. I've heard it from clients. I've built them myself. I've used them in my business, and I've seen clients use these tools for the last 7 years. The strategies that we teach, they work, and they can grow your revenue and your profit. The tools that you get access to will save you time, and they give you structure. And then we are there as a support system and a community to guide you 100% along the way. Okay. So I know that about this program and our resources, but I can't just click my fingers and make it happen for you, right? You have to do your part to be successful. You have to participate to learn. You're going to need to schedule time to do the work, and you may have to do some hard things and uncomfortable things and push through that fear, right? Because you're learning about how to run a better business, which means you, the decision maker, have to make some decisions. And those aren't always easy. But I also know that when you can do that, great things will happen. You will reach your goals. You will pay yourself more. You get time off. new opportunities and doors will open, and you can make some amazing lifelong friendships inside the Pet Boss Club. So we did an exercise where we wanted them to really align with why they joined. Why were they using our services? Why did they hit that buy button, which is helping them understand their big dreams, their big challenges they're facing, and what's at stake if they don't make progress towards their goals. So for us, in our type of a pet business, that is really important to them. We explored the pet boss journey and the four stages that goes through, realigning them with all the resources that we have. And I am sharing this with you and how this relates to your business, because you have opportunity all over in your social media and in your marketing and in conversations and in client onboarding experiences to remind your customers why you are amazing, why you are awesome. Have that confidence to let them know that they are shopping with the best place in town, where you are evaluating all the products from top to bottom and are only selling them things that you would give to your own pets. You could tell them that you are the best groomer in town that is providing a calm and fear-free experience for the pet, where they get all the love and attention that they deserve. Same thing with any of our pet care providers, right? The clients need to know that they have made the right decision to do business with you. So even if you are feeling a lack of confidence with how your business is going, I would love for you to find your inner badass that knows that you were meant to do this pet business thing and are needed in your community. And have that confidence when you're talking with clients, talking with your local business neighbors, that you are there to stay. And yeah, it's not easy, but that you're bringing value to your community, and share the reasons why you are so awesome. I want you to start doing that more often in your marketing, because your customers need to know that they've made the right choice. Help them feel smart and confident in their decision. This isn't just marketing fluff. They need you to know it so that they know it. Then in week two, we went into our portal pacing, which was like the best resources, trainings that we knew our clients had to watch. These are like the must see on Pet Boss TV. We picked five trainings out of the hundreds of resources that we provide. And we said, this matters. You must watch this. Don't get distracted with everything else that is in here and going on. This is what you need. Every pet business on the planet has to follow these tips. Pet Boss Club members that are listening right now, if you haven't gone to that best of page, do it this weekend. If you are not a Pet Boss Club member, you are missing out. You need access to these resources. So I'll tell you where you can get them. Go to petbossclub.com right now and you can get access, and you can look at it this weekend too. Okay. So what was great about this lesson was that it was a focus again on helping break down the overwhelm, because I got to tell you, when our members get into the portal and they see all the amazing things that we have and all the different topics that we have, it can be confusing on where to start. So this is our start here kind of button, where we help you focus on what is really going to help you elevate your business and help you make more money. You can do the same in your business. I guarantee there are customers who are overwhelmed with all the choices that you are providing to them. It could be all the different food lines that are sitting on your shelves. It could be all the canned food options, all the treat options. It could be the fact that you sell five different kinds of harnesses or even more, or that you have too many service options on your grooming menu, or that your package pricing is confusing. I will tell you this, a confused mind never buys. So I want you to look at your business. I want you to figure out how you can start to streamline some things. And if you don't want to cut out some services or products, that's totally fine. But you could also build in your recommended, like, best of, best in class, best in store, best services, most popular services, so that when you are presenting your offers, when you're having those sales conversations, when you're marketing your business, you can steer your customers to the right solutions for them. Week three was all about our Facebook group community for the Pet Boss Club members. We wanted them to really understand how making the most of the community would only enhance their Pet Boss Club member experience. We have the best community around, hands down, and it's just such a great place to feel a sense of belonging, to share knowledge, to feel supported, and to also have a little bit of fun. So I wanted, though, to make sure in this lesson that we were helping them understand that being a lurker in this community or not being intentional with how they might be crafting their post was actually not serving them, and that this community piece is a huge benefit to their success. In this lesson, we broke down all our different kind of groups, how they work differently. Like, we have a Pet Boss Facebook group that is for the entire pet industry. I'll link to this in this episode. You can find it on Facebook as well. But it's where anyone in the industry, you don't have to be a client of ours, can hang out and learn and connect. But then we also use Facebook for our Pet Boss Club members to connect. So we explained how Pet Boss Nation shows up in various places because we have our Facebook page as well. Then we showed them how to be a great Pet Boss Club member and best practices for utilizing the group and how to craft those posts for feedback, how to celebrate with us, what the community is and what it isn't. And so this was like that, almost like a lesson around like the Pet Boss way. Okay. What was the point of this lesson from our perspective was that we wanted to reinforce the culture that we've worked so hard to create, that amazing community. And also, it's because it was a little bit of how Facebook groups work, I think our members found a lot of value and learned a couple new tricks and tools, again, to utilize the group to the full advantage. So here's why this matters, again, to your business. We didn't assume that people know how Facebook groups work, right? They're not new. They've been around forever. We've had this Facebook group for over seven years. So it's not new, but we had a piece of our client experience and we didn't want to assume that people knew how it worked. So you probably have something in your business where you are assuming that your customers know how to use the thing. So where in your business is that happening? Because you've been doing this a long time, likely, or are really drawn and motivated to build your business. So maybe something that is normal to you, like anal gland expression, you know what that is. But I guarantee you, you have pet owners out there who have no clue what that is or why it might be good or bad for their pet. And they need to be educated on that. This applies to your team too, your employees. There are things that you could start to build some FAQs around or little videos, share them on your social media, put them on your website that would really help your customer in their journey. I remember back to the pandemic and we had a client who had an online store. It had been around for years. It wasn't anything new to them, but they knew that during the pandemic, more people were going to be shopping on their website so that they could take advantage of their local pickup and local delivery. But this client was like, I'm not going to assume that my customers know how to shop my website. So they did tutorial videos with screen shares and they did Facebook Lives that were literally like, here's how you purchase on our site. Seems pretty simple, but they had huge engagement and huge success by breaking down the overwhelm, being there to support their customers in their journey, and not assuming that people knew how to do it. So you have something, I know, in your business. Week 4 was all about the monthly marketing planners that we provide. Now, these monthly planners are Pet Boss Club gold. They have been the start of inspiration for many of the promotions and events that you are now seeing pet businesses doing all over the country, all over the US, all over Canada, even in Europe now. We have pulled the best of the best. We put it in these planners. We come up with all the ideas for how you can attract new clients, how you can activate your old clients, how you can improve your cash flow, how you can celebrate things inside your business. And we've distilled it all down into these easy to use planners. Now, our Pet Boss Club members get 4 months at a time. So they'll have the month that they're in and they can work through the planner, but they'll also have 3 additional months ahead so that if they want to look 90 days out, they have the opportunity to do that. These planners are full of ideas, which also can be what? Overwhelming. That's right. You're following, you're tracking with me here with this whole thing. When you're a company like ours, and you have a lot of information inside your company too, that you would like to share with your customers. And I feel like you're not sharing it enough, because I know that you are an expert in whatever it is that you are selling and doing, and I want you to share it more, but it can easily be overwhelming. So what we did with this lesson is we also at the beginning of the year completely revamped the planners to make them even easier to use and to understand. And because we were all about efficiencies, we're all about our clients taking action and implementing, and we want to break down this overwhelm. So this training was showing the best practices for using it. But what was a lot of fun is the discussion that Wednesday that happened, because we talked a lot about marketing, a lot about social media, and helping our clients understand that consistency is important, planning is important, strategy is important, and that it's not necessarily about vanity metrics. You could have thousands of followers on TikTok or on Instagram, or you could have thousands of people in your email list, but if they're not engaging or if they're not buying, then it doesn't matter, right? I'd rather you have a smaller audience who engages with you and buys from you and loves you and supports you, that's actually translating into sales into your business. So anyway, that discussion was fantastic. Our club members who showed up live really had a special treat for that day. If you are a club member, you can go back and listen to the replays of all of these sessions. And of course, if you're not a club member and you want to get access to this stuff, you can join us. Just go to the secret link, petbossclub.com. It's not that secret, but it's out there. Go there and you can also walk through this club sprint. Then week 5 was all about using Canva and the spreadsheets and the templates and tools that we have. Did you know that the Pet Boss Club provides hundreds and hundreds, which is also overwhelming and too many, but hundreds of Canva templates that can be synced to your Canva accounts? And so these are things like gift certificate templates, loyalty card templates. If you want to play bingo with your customers or other games, if you're looking for ways to celebrate your team, special event templates, all the things that we know that you are using inside your business, we have made a template for it. And if we don't have the template, we can make it for you. And we put them in a variety of designs and styles so that you can find one that will work with your business. And then all you have to do is swap out the colors and update the logo. And then poof, you're in business. There are those templates, but we also have a lot of Google Sheets and Google Docs, because as a company, we want to be able to update this information or make tweaks to it and not have to go back and update the links inside our program. So certainly we could have made beautiful PDFs, and we do have beautiful PDFs in some of the things, but we made a conscious decision to start moving towards the direction of being able to make things more cloud-based, more flexible for us so that we can get them updated more regularly. So again, how does this apply to you? There are certainly ways that you can optimize, automate, and systematize in your businesses. So maybe you should shift to being more cloud-based, or maybe you should clean things up with organizing in Google Docs or in other project management softwares. Maybe if you're not utilizing Canva, then you really should learn more on how to do that, because it is an amazing tool to help you elevate your brand and the look that your customers are experiencing with you and your marketing. So that lesson, again, we have all these resources, but we didn't want clients to be getting hung up on the how-tos or the fear of tech, right? They have the fear, I don't know how to do this, so it's going to take me too much time. So what we provided was a training on how to best use all these things, and then a discussion to answer some of their questions on any of the tech aspects. Now, this coming week, we're actually wrapping it all up with lesson 6, which is about winning club member healthy habits. So we're covering some mindset stuff, as well as just the importance of habits and routines. We're providing our club members with their own CEO schedule to help get them focused so that they can keep leading their companies and growing their companies instead of getting sucked into the weeds. We're refocusing on the Make It Happen Mondays weekly action sheet, sharing additional resources that we have, like our how to run business checklists for all the different niches to help them, again, focus on like those missing pieces, the big pieces, the foundational stuff that you might have skipped through when you were starting your companies and growing your companies, because there's lots of business that you maybe don't know. So this lesson really focuses on how to build these healthy habits so that you can stay focused on what really matters. My question for you is, do you have a schedule for yourself? Do you know what you as the CEO or the owner of your company should be doing on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly basis? Do you even have a job description for yourself? I know we think a lot of times about job descriptions for our sales associates or bathing assistants or doggy daycare handlers or pet sit walkers or store managers. We have job descriptions for them, but do you have a job description for yourself? If not, it's time to get one. Pet Boss Club members, we have a template for you so that you can actually plug and play and build one out based on your business's goals and priorities. I wanted to share the whole experience of the sprint with you because the key thing here is that we broke down the overwhelm, we helped answer questions, we provided more opportunities for our clients to connect, ask questions, to check in. You can do the same thing in your business. You could host weekly discussions, you could have some office hours, you could tell your clients when you're going to be on the sales floor so that they can come and meet with you. You could do the same thing with your team. You can provide group discussions inside a private Facebook group for your clients. There's lots of ways that you can start communicating more and on a deeper level with your customer base. And that will translate into more revenue over the lifetime of these customers with you. Big box and online stores, they cannot connect in that way. I know that you can. Just some of the great things that have happened with our members. And I want to just share these with you because they're pet business owners just like you. They're looking to make some progress. They need to get these little wins under their belt so that they're building their confidence and actually like reaching their goals. So Jen Skogrenek with Furry or Not Pet Care shared that she was motivated to update her website and she's adding some final touches and implementing her partner page, which is really good for local SEO. Jennifer Drake Davis, she said that she's working on updating her website and created a local resource site for her county. I love that. What she's done is it has actually taken off and she's averaging 1,400 clicks a week on that site. And her network of professional pet sitters share that website landing page into all the different community groups when people are asking for sitters, kennels, trainers, and et cetera. So that was a brilliant idea, Jennifer. I love that. Justine Malik says that she loves being part of this group and just soaking everything in. Michelle Cipriano says that she loves all the content and also loves having the ability to go back and watch the stuff that she's missed due to having to pop into work. Jen is sharing again that she's found that the Kickstart sessions have been very helpful. They give her some structure and focus. The resources have been great, she says, and I'm particularly a fan of the different planners. Elaine has had a lot of success. She says that with our help, and because of the automation that she's put into her website, she had to take a step back this week to care for an unexpected sick family pet that required around-the-clock care. And so although she was stressed about the care, she knew that her business would be fine. And for her, that was a major win. She blocked out the whole week on her online schedule and clients who were booking online themselves they just started doing it for the next week. So that was a really big win for Lainey. Lainey also wanted to share that after attending a workshop of ours and listening to me, that she ended up adding a, if you love us, then review us with a link at the bottom of her email marketing. She's never previously really believed in email marketing or even asking for reviews. But tonight she said that she achieved a beautiful review on Google only 10 minutes after sending out that email. The subject that she teaches is all about dog training transformation. And so another suggestion that she got from us was for the using dog training month. And she can't explain how thankful she is for us. And then she's got a bunch of hearts afterwards. So I know that she's really utilized the tools that we provide and is growing her business. Linda Smith shared that this has helped her so much this last week. She used to work in software development for 10 years before opening up her store. So the form of planning and priority setting, as well as the new upcoming sprints, have really resonated with her. She doesn't think that it's coincidental that they've had their strongest month in sales and they're ready to really finish the month on a positive note. So I share all of this because these are the little wins that actually then make huge impact in the long run. And I know that you have customers who you could be helping them even more than you are. I know that you sell products. I know that you offer services, but there are opportunities for you all over the place where you can even have help them have a better customer experience. Maybe it's helping them understand how to schedule. Maybe it's doing some trial days. Maybe it's demoing something that they may not be familiar with. Look at how you're representing yourself online and on your website. Is it clear for what you do and what you provide? Remember, a confused mind never buys. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast episode today. So I know you've gotten a lot of takeaways, and maybe now you even better understand what the program and the Pet Boss Club can do for your business. And I really want you to join us. So again, I'm going to give you another opportunity here in this episode. Just visit petbossclub.com to learn more. Here's what's coming up in future sprints. In the month of April, we are leaning in big time into video. We have a guest expert coming in to share all about the customer journey and how many ways you can use video inside the customer journey. We're doing some B-roll bingo, and we are also have some amazing challenges on creating video in your pet business. Then coming up this late spring, early summer is all about sales funnels. We also have a sprint on money and revenue mapping. And so really, guys, this is your time to join us is now. And Pet Boss Club members, stay active in your membership because this stuff works. I'll chat with you again on an upcoming episode here on the Pet Boss Podcast. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to the Boss Your Business Podcast by Pet Boss Nation, your go-to resource for pet business owners and pet industry professionals. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many others. Your subscription, which is totally free, to this podcast ensures that you never miss an episode packed with insights and tips and stories and strategies to help your pet business grow. And I would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review and rate the podcast, because your feedback means a lot to what you love most about the show, and it helps others in the pet industry discover this resource. And if you know somebody who could benefit from the information that we share here, don't keep it a secret. Please consider sharing it with them. We're better together, and we can help build a thriving community of pet business owners and professionals in so many local communities. And if you want more, including links to the show notes or exclusive freebies and content that we provide, then make sure you visit petboss.com. That's where we have all kinds of goodies for you to grow your pet business. And hang out with us on social too. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all by visiting Pet Boss Nation. Once again, thanks so much for being part of our Pet Boss community. Until next time, keep bossing your business.